It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
About those documents seized by the FBI from Mar-a-Lago, the Department of Justice says that a special filter team has now completed their review of potentially privileged documents and reported that they've identified a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information. They added that the flagged papers will be processed according to procedures laid out in court documents. That news could disrupt Trump's effort to have the court appoint an independent special master to review the documents, though a Trump-appointed federal judge has signaled a preliminary intent to grant the request, it may no longer be necessary. Meanwhile, Trump's so-called legal team appears to be grasping for straws. A letter from the former president's lawyer argues that the commander-in-chief can declassify whatever he wants and that the primary law governing the handling of U.S. classified information doesn't apply to the president himself. Huh? The letter suggests that the team may use a strategy anchored around presidential powers to defend Trump against accusations of taking classified documents to his Florida home. Oh, please. And as we now know, it's not only Trump that's the problem with today's Republican Party. For instance, a venture capitalist named Blake Masters won the Republican nomination for Arizona's U.S. Senate race with the former guy's endorsement. But now Masters has edited his website. He removed all language that supports the former guy's lie that the 2020 election was stolen. Masters' campaign has similarly edited his stances on abortion since the primary. So there are a number of cases pending against the former guy. For instance, in Fulton County, Georgia, Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney on Monday denied Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's request to quash a subpoena for him to testify before the special grand jury called by the DA, Bonnie Willis, who's investigating efforts by the former president to reverse that state's 2020 presidential election results. The judge did say that the Republican governor could testify, quote, at some date soon after voters go to the polls on November 8th. And in D.C. on Monday, a federal judge sentenced bartender Joshua Pruitt to 55 months in prison for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. Pruitt, an aspiring member of the far-right Proud Boys who works as a bartender in D.C., went to the Capitol on January 6th ready for violence, according to text messages on his phone. He was photographed throwing a sign and hurling a chair and also approaching Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer as he was being led to safety. Pruitt pleaded guilty in June to obstructing an official proceeding. Federal sentencing guidelines indicated that he should serve 51 to 63 months, partly due to his long criminal record, which includes assaults on police officers. Well, close, but no cigar. NASA on Monday scrubbed the launch of the new Space Launch System rocket designed to return astronauts to the moon, citing an issue in getting one of the four R-25 engines to the proper temperature range for liftoff. The countdown to the rocket's first ever test flight had been delayed earlier in the day due to a fuel leak. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said, "I think it's just illustrative that this is a very complicated machine." That's one way to look at it. The next window to launch the rocket, the largest the U.S. Space Agency has ever built, and an unmanned Orion capsule, will happen this Friday. Stay tuned. Well, you know you're feeling it. The effects of climate change. It's caused by human activity, and it's melting so much of Greenland's ice sheet that sea levels will rise nearly a foot, even if greenhouse gas emissions stopped today. That's according to a new study published Monday in Nature Climate Change. The study found it's inevitable that 3.3% of the Greenland ice sheet, or 110 trillion tons of ice, will melt. The authors indicated that much of the melting and sea level rise will occur by the year 2100. And that's not even the worst of the forecasts. Research climatologist William Colgan, a study co-author, said, "The point is, We need to plan for that ice as if it weren't on the ice sheet in the near future, within a century or so. And then, he said, every study has bigger numbers than the last. It's always faster than the forecast. Speaking of climate change, that's the reason there have been at least half a dozen 1-in-1,000-year rain events within the last month in the U.S. alone. Seriously. On July 26th, 9 inches of rain fell in 24 hours in St. Louis. That shattered an all-time record. Some suburbs recorded over a foot of rain. And just a few days later, eastern Kentucky was drenched with more than 10 inches of rainfall. It caused rivers to rise several feet in just hours to well beyond historical record crests, killing dozens of people. Then at the beginning of August, southeastern Illinois was hit with heavy rain. 10 to 13 inches of rain accumulated in just a few hours. And then later that week, the typically bone-dry Death Valley had a year's worth of rainfall in just 3 hours. Floodwater swamped the region and shut down every road inside the national park, some of which obviously suffered major damage. And then last week, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex suffered widespread flooding as 3 inches of rain fell in just an hour, part of a series of thunderstorms that would drop more than 9 inches at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport in 24 hours. Some suburbs in eastern Dallas reported more than 15 inches of rain and at least one death. And then there's Mississippi, that also saw torrential rains, which prompted flooding, requiring rescues, and the state is still grappling with those floods. Over the weekend, the mayor of Jackson urged residents to get out now as river waters continue to rise. All of these events reach the local threshold to be classified by the National Weather Service as a 1-in-1,000-year rainfall event. But this was just in a month. Nowhere close to 1,000 years. Stay safe out there. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports on the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.